Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Silberman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround, an organization that helps more small business owners get themselves back on track with their business, get their cash flow working again, get themselves stop being upside down with creditors, and get them going again, or at least resolving the issues so that it's as painless as possible for the business owner. And I'm really proud of the work that he does. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. So, Jerry, you're out there talking to small business owners all the time, helping them work out some of their issues. What are you seeing across the landscape out there, and what advice do you have for us?
Boy, I could spend hours giving you advice, but I can say one thing that I've seen. You know, and we're talking small businesses, and I like, and when people say small businesses, I like to go call them mom and pops, because that's really who our customers are. Those are the people that we help. And these are people that don't have the financial wherewithal that larger companies do. They don't have the credit rating. They don't have the collateral. You can't just go in and get a loan or anything
right.
like that.
Right.
Especially, if this was even when they were giving away loans. Now forget about getting any financing for small businesses. The only thing you can hope for is an SBA loan, but they're very, very difficult to get. It's not like it used to be.
Right.
So you can't really depend on any financing. So once a small business gets into trouble, it's not so much about the intelligence of the person. You know, a lot of people like to say, well, they didn't do this right, they didn't do this right. Hey, we're humans. We all make mistakes. And small business owners aren't necessarily the smartest people in the world. They're probably good at what they do. They may be an expert in their field, but they're not necessarily an expert in negotiating with their creditors. So it's not about the intelligence.
Well, plus the fact, Jerry, that once you get into that state of mind, once you get into that condition, You're compromised in many ways. You feel vulnerable, you're probably frightened, you're maybe a little humiliated. So you're not in a good negotiating state of mind, are you?
Jim, you're hitting it exactly on the head. You didn't say it was about the money. See, that's the interesting thing. People think, oh, I don't have money, so I can't survive in business. Money is secondary to. And because you're under so much pressure, because you feel that vulnerability and embarrassment, and it's a hit to your pride, you know, your family is relying on you to bring home income. You're not bringing home income. And in most of these cases, people are taking their nest eggs, their savings, and throwing it into the business.
Right.
They're not, you know, they incorporate, when we start, a lot of people incorporate to keep things separate. They don't want their personal life interfered with.
You do that too, so you don't commingle the company money with the family money. But now what you're saying is when it gets things get tough, it goes the other way, doesn't it?
Right. The tide has gone the other way. You're no longer taking money out of the business. You're putting money into the business. And again, you're doing either a home equity loan. Back in the day, it's a little harder now because homes are worth less naturally. All the requirements have changed. But the bottom line is that these people don't know where to turn, and they are immobilized. They can't do what they need to do, and that's why so many businesses fail. They can't possibly make the right decision because they don't know who to trust. They're at a point where, you know, if you're a business owner, you can't even talk to your spouse. You don't know what to tell them. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most painful things in the world. Certainly your health is affected by your business.
Right.
Your relationships are affected. Every single waking moment of your life, you feel the pain.
And what it creates is a downward spiral. Because you have a hard time being effective with customers, you have a hard time making decisions. So, how do we get out of this vicious spiral, Jerry? How do we fix it?
Depending on your situation, you need to find an appropriate solution. Now, let's stick with the mistake before we get to the solution, if we can.
Right.
The mistake is to think and that things will turn around, and that's what so many people do. There is their mistake. They sit back and say, well, things are bad now, but they're going to get better. I'm
right.
coming into the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. Things are going to get better, whatever it is. So all they have, really, are hopes and dreams, but that is certainly not a strategic plan to preserve your income and take care of your family,
right.
just sitting back and hoping for that. So that's what they do. What they need to do is come to terms with their issues and figure out a plan. Now, if they are, such as my clients, when they have a tiny, tiny bit of cash flow, and you do need something, if you're mm-hmm. not generating any cash flow in your business, it is time to
right.
close your doors, because
that's
each
right.
month you're going, like you said, in a downward spiral. You're going deeper and deeper into debt. You have to pull the plug, and some people don't know when to do that. That's one of the problems.
Right.
But what you need to do is find a solution. You need to get your creditors to negotiate with you within your terms. And I'm mm-hmm. going to tell you, like I said, most of these business owners are experts at what they do, hopefully, but they are definitely not experts or even close to it at negotiating with their creditors, whether it be with a creditor or a collection agency or an attorney or a lawsuit.
Right.
What expertise do they have in that? Not only do they not have the expertise, but the emotional strain
yep.
that they're under, the duress.
Plus, they're also trying to keep supply lines moving. They're trying to make sure they don't get cut off from their suppliers as well.
Well, the nice thing about what we do, Corporate Turnaround does for companies, is that they get to pick. It's not a bankruptcy. That's the whole idea, to avoid bankruptcy. The idea is to pick and choose which creditors need or should be negotiated with. For example, if you have a supplier and you mm-hmm. absolutely need to buy from them, they mm-hmm. are a vital supplier. You can't
so
get
you got,
your
you
goods
got to,
services
you got to
anywhere.
Differentiate between this creditor and that creditor, don't you?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. What creditors do you have to have? Utilities, rent,
and think about your supply.
Yeah.
let's say you're a manufacturing firm and you use electricity or gas to run your furnaces, whatever
right.
you're running that machinery, and you're not paying your electric bill, it's not too hard for them to hit a switch and it's off and you're out of business.
Right.
So utility is an example of someone that's absolutely
necessary. So you got prime creditors and secondary creditors and tertiary creditors. That's how, and you have to put them in that order. Once it gets to the point, folks, where you've really, you're really up against it and things aren't heading in the right direction, you got to make those decisions. And Jerry's going to help us with this some more after these messages. Jerry, before we go, give us the website, please.
CorporateTurnaround.com.
Check it out. Jerry Silberman, that's Silberman with a B. I'm Jim Blasingame, that's Blasingame with a B. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.